Where does error exist? Nowhere, really. It is a false belief in consciousness. And as we have said before today, it thereby needs to be met in consciousness. How? How do I know what the error of consciousness is? If something is evidencing itself in my universe, in my collective environment, in my individual environment, in my individuality, in my person, how do I know what error to handle? How do I know what the miscalculation is? We all ask that question. The answer lies in consciousness itself. The answer lies within our own individual consciousness. The answer lies within the deep intelligence of our own consciousness, the deep mind of the consciousness of truth. That is where the answer lies. Because within that mind of consciousness, within that deep, accurately calculating consciousness, within that consciousness that is able to lift to the surface of its attention the correct whole, the correct calculation, all errors of consciousness are surfaced and corrected. Thereby, we say, colloquially, that we need to go to that place of divine mind reading, that place where the mind of our consciousness is one with the mind of the consciousness of truth, is one with the mind, the all-knowing capacity of truth, that place in consciousness which only knows the correct calculation, and thereby can show us where we are inadvertently miscalculating. And so, in order to handle concrete error, in order to handle any miscalculation that is going on in our individual, collective, or universal consciousness, we need to go to our own angelic consciousness. We need to synchronize with the mind of that angelic consciousness. Shouldn't be too hard. It is really the mind of our consciousness, our true innate consciousness. So all we need to do is open to it, right? Just open to our own angelic consciousness and open to the all-knowing capacity of that consciousness and realize that that consciousness only knows the truth about all that is going on. It only calculates in wholes and accurate calculations. It never calculates falsely. It never operates inaccurately. It never brings to the surface something that is unwhole. It only lifts to the surface that which is whole. And if it only lifts to the surface that which is whole, then it can only lift to the surface of my consciousness that which is whole. And as it does so, it automatically corrects the belief that something could lift to my consciousness that was unwhole, or be brought to my consciousness that is unwhole, and thereby that could be evidencing itself as a miscalculation, something that is unwhole. And that can take any form, because all the manifested form that we, the observer, see stems from consciousness. So don't read from the form of the error. Error is error. It only knows itself. It's just a miscalculation of the truth. So if we want to handle error, throw the error away, put it behind you. It's like Jesus said, right? Get thee behind me, Satan. That is a very kind of biblical way of saying, put the miscalculation where it belongs, behind you, where you cannot see it, where you cannot focus upon it, where you cannot give it attention, because a lie is a lie is a lie forevermore. And a miscalculation is a miscalculation is a miscalculation forevermore. And thinking about 2 plus 2 is 5 will never give you 2 plus 2 is 4. Never, ever, 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 ever. So why bother? Dwelling on the fact that 3 plus 3 is, 102 will never give you the correct calculus that 3 plus 3 is 6. You have to go to the principle of mathematics to get the correct calculus. You have to understand addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, and all of the esoteric forms that mathematics calculates in. And so it is with the spiritual calculus. You need to understand the integers of the spiritual calculus and the operations of the spiritual calculus and the many varied ways in which that spiritual calculus calculates. And then, as you gain the consciousness of the true calculus, the erroneous calculus will stand out like a sore thumb and will automatically be handled. But if you've got an erroneous calculus standing out like a sore thumb and you haven't totally familiarized yourself with the entire model, you, of course, have to just go deep, 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 deep within to your own angelic consciousness, and open to that consciousness, because, of course, it's in the place where it only knows the correct calculations. And as you open to that consciousness, it will feed you the information. And as you gain the consciousness of the model of being, you can track that information through the model. You can see where it's calculating correctly. And if it appears to be calculating incorrectly, you can correct it by entertaining that place in the model in consciousness. Is that clear? Once you have imbued the model to the degree that it is like a roadmap of your consciousness, even if it isn't totally your consciousness yet, even if you've just gained all the concepts and you're in the midst of flowing it and flowing it and flowing it in order to imbibe and alter consciousness, even if you're in that process somewhere, just by turning to that consciousness, just by allowing the truth of that consciousness to come to you and give you the correct calculus that is behind the error of your observation, it will do so. It is obvious, I don't even need to tell you, that the greater your consciousness is of the truth, of the model, the more immediate the divine mind reading will be, and the more immediate the cure. What is the cure? The cure is to sit in consciousness with the true calculation. Not all errors are simple errors, just like not all calculations are simple calculations. 2 + 2 = 4, we would consider a simple calculation. E = mc², we would not consider a simple calculation. But they are both calculations in human mathematics and human physics. It is the same with truthful and erroneous calculations within, well, erroneous calculations are never within the model. It is true within the true calculus of the model, and it is also true that as it seems to evidence itself as false calculations, that they too can be simple or complex. Thereby, if through divine mind reading, you are led to a particular place value in the model to entertain, you must just obey. Go to that place value in consciousness and entertain that place value in consciousness until you feel peaceful. And when you feel peaceful, and when you can abide with it and it abides with you, and you are comfortable, go along your way. Sometimes that's all it takes. Other times, it will say, well, this is true and it's wonderful, but this also is true. And that's called a positive feedback. And so it will lead you from one place value in the model to another, and possibly from that one to another, and possibly from that one to another. And in each instance, it will say, yes, this is true, and this is also true, and look at this, and look at this. Why is that? It's because the belief that is up for handling, the miscalculation that is come for you to see through, is a complex one, and involves the miscalculation of more than one law, more than one order, more than one place value. So do not be discouraged, just take the journey. As the deep angelic consciousness of your being urges you from place value to place value, take the trip until you feel peaceful. This can be one law, two law, three laws, all the laws. I cannot tell you how it will lead you, because in each individual instance, it will be new and it will be different. But it must be obvious that the greater your consciousness is of the laws of the model of being, the easier your trip will be and the more accurate you will hear the voice of truth when it speaks to you. Now, what happens if I entertain a place value and instead of feeling peaceful, I get some kind of negative reaction, or a yes, but. Well, sure, that's true, but. You know, and we do get those. And so you've got to listen to the but. The yes, but. The yes says, okay, you understand this place value, but something else is going awry here. And so it gives you a counterfeit. Instead of leading you to the next law in a positive way, it gives you a negative feedback, and it gives you another counterfeit. But you know, a counterfeit is only a miscalculation about something that is true. And if your mind is already filled with consciousness and filled with the truth that exists in the model of being, you will instantaneously know what that is a false notion of. And thereby, by the law of opposites, be automatically led to the next place value or law or order or whatever that is within the model to entertain. So healing flows are done in that manner. Very simply, one becomes extremely still, accesses the truth of consciousness, allows that truth to lift to the surface of one's attention the true calculus, the true place value to be focused upon. One goes there and lovingly entertains it flows with it, and trains with it, identifies with it, becomes one with it, and then one is either led through negative feedback or positive feedback to another place value, and this goes on until one is peaceful. It can take 10 minutes, it can take an hour, it can take a month, it can take longer. I cannot tell you that. It depends upon the accuracy of your consciousness. It depends upon the openness of your consciousness. It depends upon how well you are steeped in the truth through whatever method. But I will tell you that if you focus upon the truth and you become one with that truth and you let it start operating within you and you let it abide with you and you let it continue to operate with you, the lies fall away gently and naturally because they never really belonged there in the first place. A miscalculation is nothing in and of itself. It's only that. A mistaken operation, a mistaken calculation of that which is truly occurring within consciousness. And that is the method of divine mind reading. And that is the method for discerning where to go within the model of being and how to handle what appears as error, evil, sickness, any form of division of consciousness. That is the method that we will use today as we flow. Because as you remember, what we are doing with the latter part of our day today is healing flows, universal and collective healing flows for the world. There isn't anything better that we can do for the world and for ourselves than know the truth and understand that the Big Bang never occurred in consciousness. That there were never any separations that occurred in consciousness. That consciousness really never did go adrift. That it never did delude itself. That it never did identify with its dream. That it never did let that dream have power over itself. That it never did let it take on life or form, that it never did get lost in the dream. And that is what we will do today. And at first, as I flow these healing flows, I will accurately point out to you where I'm being led to go. And if it comes to me why, I will point out to you why. Just so that you can follow how it leads negatively and positively. And I will try to express to you the impulses that I get within that lead me from one place to another. And after I feel comfortable that you understand the process well enough, I will just flow. And we will just together, collectively, understand the truth about the universe. And the truth about our world, and the truth about our nation, our community, our friends and family, ourselves. We will understand the truth of all together. And as such, bring at least our own consciousness into a state of ease and comfort, and spiritual understanding with regard to the nature and activity of the universe, and thereby the nature and activity of our own universal consciousness. We will be doing a service for the universe and the collective, but truly we will be doing ourselves a service. Because as consciousness, we are not just individual beings. We are individual, collective, and universal being. We are all of it. We are holographic being. Thereby, we cannot ignore our universe. We cannot ignore the collective and just pay attention to ourselves. If we do that, we are forever cutting ourselves off from the one, from the whole, from the truth. We are all. And there is only all in all. All truth that includes all the myriad of truths within it. All the models of truth within it. All the wholes. So we will dwell with wholeness. And in dwelling with wholeness, we will discover health. And in discovering health, sickness will automatically dissolve, dissipate, disappear, be gone. And this type of scientific healing does not return. It lessens the error in the world. It lessens the error in our community and in our individual expression. And thereby, it is true healing. When we go to another method for healing, which sometimes we seem to need to do, and other methods do occasionally appear to take away the appearance of the lie, and sometimes it seems expedient to do so because either we don't feel that we are conscious enough or the lie is so loud that we can't seem to hear the still small voice within us. It is not wrong to do that for the moment if one has sincerely, deeply gone to one's angel first and tried with all one's heart to understand the realities and supremacy of the truth of consciousness. If we are led to go to other, more expedient, more human, more physical, more material means temporarily, so be it. Better not to hear the noise. But don't let it supplant your major intention, which is to know the truth for its own sake and to lift your consciousness because it doesn't need to dwell in the dream, to lift it out of mortal error and allow it to dwell in the realm of the living consciousness of truth. Also, by going to other means or other methods or other ways of healing, since they do not actually alter consciousness, they are only expedient for the moment. But we must realize that unless our consciousness is altered, the appearance of the lie will only break out in another form. And it will call upon us again to correct the error of consciousness. Because consciousness, being intrinsically whole, will not allow itself to be erroneous. So though it may be momentarily expedient and maybe even wise to use another method for the moment, please keep in mind that in the ultimate journey of consciousness, it doesn't raise consciousness. And thereby, if there is an error sitting in our consciousness, it will take on another form. And we will again find ourselves with an opportunity to divine mind read and to understand the truth that is going on behind the lie. We cannot be rigid about how we practice consciousness. Consciousness is fluid, it isn't rigid. And we must not be rigid with ourselves. We must be willing to listen anew every moment, to live in the now of consciousness, and let that consciousness calculate us anew every instant. We need not to hearken back to old forms, thinking they are the only means for developing consciousness. We need to go within and be open to ever new forms that will enable us to access our true undivided consciousness. And nothing outside can tell you what that is. Only your own angel, your own still small voice, can tell you what is right for you and what will enable you to awaken, what will enable you to develop your own deep, true sense of consciousness, what will enable you to eradicate the errors of consciousness. Please remember that. No one outside of you, no matter how dear, no matter how close, no matter how loving, can tell you what is right for you. Go, please, to your own deep inner angelic being, your own inner deep consciousness. And go there and seek there for guidance. Seek there for what is right for you to do in every instance. Seek there for the truth. And let it bid you and tell you how to be still, how to be more quiet, how to entertain the model of consciousness in ways that are appropriate for you. Whatever those are, it's fine. Go with it. We are all unique. We are all different. We all fell out and experienced the fragmentation of consciousness differently. We are all on a slightly different road back to wholeness. We cannot determine each other's pathway. There is only one way to go. We need to retrack the way in which we fell out. Only our deep Christ consciousness can show us that way. Only the deep Christ consciousness can lead us on that path. And thereby, it is to that consciousness that we need to turn. To that deep inner consciousness within us that dwells forever, that deep consciousness that never miscalculated, that never left the oneness of being, that never left the oneness of truth, that never left the oneness of consciousness, that abides there still, that is not drifted and not dreaming. It is awake. It is you. It is me. It is all of us. In truth, we are all awake. All awakened consciousness. And there is no other. Let us join together and understand that we never fell asleep. We never became a dam to the flow of consciousness.